Hello and welcome to this episode of Just Thinking with Kevin Doherty. I'm the Chief Strategy Officer at 806 Technologies, and I have a colleague, a guest, a friend with me today, Cindy Gibson, and I'm going to let her introduce herself to you for those of you who may not have yet had the opportunity and pleasure to meet her. Cindy?
Thank you, Kevin. I'm Cindy Gibson, and I am Chief Learning Officer at 806 Technologies. I'm also an educator, been in education for 27 years. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a grandma, and I'm here to serve our districts and just fulfill our company mission of creating a world of innovative schools together.
It's an awesome mission, isn't it, Cindy?
It is. It's such a good mission. It is.
I love it. I especially love that together part at the end. So we partner with people, and we work together here as a team at 806. And your role in particular, Chief Learning Officer, tell us a little bit more about what that responsibilities are part of that role that you play.
Essentially, I lead our professional learning team, but really, you know, that's just a title. That at the heart of it is the service to our districts. Our entire PL team and many other 806 employees who are not on the PL team have been educators in various roles. The PL team has been principals, federal programs directors, assistant superintendents, working in continuous improvement. So everyone on the team has really felt the responsibility and the gravity of the work that the educators are doing to move students forward. So we just listen and we serve from that perspective, and we try to help districts move forward the best that we can.
I love that, servant leadership. And so the role of professional learning is a critically important one in terms of ensuring that there is effective implementation of the software platforms that we offer, primarily Plan for Learning and Title I Create. So speak a little bit about the impact you feel that the professional learning support and service has on the educators that we serve.
Sure. Well, I can speak to that from the educator side, because when I was in federal programs in my previous district, I actually benefited from both using the products, Title I Create and Plan for Learning, and also having a trainer come out and work with us on, you know, what it looked like to have a good plan and how to keep accurate compliance documentation. So Those are pieces of training and knowledge that I still use now. Every once in a while, I'll come up with a scenario. I'll draw back on one of those times from the trainings. I'll draw back on a scenario, and one of the trainers will say, "Oh, that's mine. I made that up." And you know, and so it's just really neat to see how I've carried that through. And we know that all of our districts are doing the same, taking those nuggets and really applying it to their work the best they can. Of course, the products, I mean, we train on the products, but they're so easy to use that it really doesn't require a ton of knowledge. So it gives us an opportunity in the trainings to work through kind of some of the processes and systems behind what they're putting in the software and guide them through to help them even see where they start, where they end. Mm-hmm. I just love it. The PL side of it is really, it's just really meaningful.
I really appreciate you for connecting those dots between the professional learning support and then the resource itself. And speaking of connecting the dots, that is the theme for our upcoming learning summit, the 806 Learning Summit. This will be our second annual one in June. And so what do you believe the participants in the upcoming summit can expect as takeaways or dots to be connected as a result of their participation in this event?
Well, first of all, what a cool name, a little slogan there, connecting the dots. I wonder who thought of that. Kevin, you're the ultimate dot connector, right? And I think what we see in you is connecting people to other people that can support them in their journey and help meet their needs and talk through similar challenges and similar strategies. And that's really what the summit is all about. It was really cool last year to see groups of people that we have worked with separately, separate districts, separate states, sitting at a table together and talking through how they're using the product, what their systems look like, and just really sharing and kind of celebrating really that the progress that they've made. So very cool that you can connect with your peers.
Yes.
And then also all those sessions, last year really had like valuable takeaways. I mean, we talk about that a lot for conferences, make sure there's something that they can leave with. And of course there's resources that were provided, but it was really the reflection on our own practices as the presenters were talking through, you know, leadership skills and moving forward. It was really those reflections. And when you start to change yourself and your mindset, and that was really powerful for me. So I hope everybody can come and learn and be a part of that this year.
We absolutely hope that everyone can come. And to your point of, you know, the takeaways and the time to reflect, we actually did get some feedback last year that we put into place this year, whereby the breakout sessions are going to be somewhat longer. So not only will each session address the why and the what of the topic that's being addressed, but allow some time to really reflect and consider, how am I going to apply this when I go back to my school or district? So that we've been very intentional and purposeful about how we've designed that piece going forward. Well, speaking of designing these breakout sessions, you are going to be presenting, and you've worked incredibly hard. This has been a passion project for you over the past year plus. But the title, and I'm reading it so I get it right, but the title of your session is The AI Edge in Education. So a very clever little play on words and the way that all goes together, but focusing specifically on from data analysis to enhanced planning. So in your session, how do you focus, how do you plan to focus on AI in those two specific areas? And why is this focus important, Cindy?
Oh, I'm going to take the second part of that first and say that it's important to identify specific areas where you can use AI in your current practices, because there are so many AI tools available. It can almost be a distractor, be a little overwhelming. So I really try to just think about, what do we do with continuous improvement, and what parts of continuous improvement can we use AI to enhance? So not replace, because the most important part is the dialogue and those conversations that the groups are having, the teachers are having when they sit down, the leaders are having when they sit down. Those conversations are what are going to move the needle and really get everyone to commit to why they're doing something. But we can use AI to expedite some of that. Mm-hmm. We could use AI to jumpstart our thinking. There's so many times where a group is sitting down and a question is presented or data is presented and there's just silence.
Right.
And, you know, one person's just really trying to move that conversation forward, and eventually it gets there and people start to open up. But it's hard to be vulnerable and maybe share what you notice about certain student groups or certain teachers. And so I really want to look at and share with the group in the session, How can we use AI to help foster and accelerate those conversations and get everybody really thinking? When AI produces something, it might not be what's right uniquely for your school, but you can look and say, yes, that's about us, or no, that's not. And then why? And those conversations will start to flow. So that's one piece of it. And then we'll also look at a few other ways to enhance your planning processes and also some ways to share out with your community and your stakeholders using AI as an accelerator as well.
I love that. And what I hear in your explanation is there's still a very strong component of thinking involved in this. And I know that even myself, as I was considering the onset of AI and as it has grown so rapidly over the past, you know, couple of years and months, and I know that pace is just going to continue to increase. But was where will the critical thinking be in this? And you just expressed so beautifully how critical thinking is very much a part of the use of AI in schools and districts. So I love that piece. I also love that you touched on the vulnerability and the importance of, in the planning process, to be vulnerable so that we can allow ourselves to really take a thoughtful, deep look a real sincere look at where we're at and where we need to be going. And that's going to require some level of vulnerability and feeling safe to express that vulnerability. So appreciate those two points. So is there anything else with regards to AI in general that we didn't touch on or that you will be touching on beyond the session that you'd like to share?
You know, something that just to think about is, like I'd referenced before, using AI as a tool to accelerate, but also being really intentional about how you're using it and which AI tools you're using. Because I saw on LinkedIn that there were 2,000 new AI tools released in the last 30 days.
Wow.
In itself, AI can just become an overwhelming topic. It would be easier for us to just kind of push it to the side and say, this is too much to think about right now. But the reality is this is what our students are growing up with. It's going to be a completely different career landscape by the time that they graduate. So we do have a level of responsibility to understand, to harness the good, to figure out which tools that we can use to equip them for a future that we're not really sure about right now. And so, it can be really overwhelming. So just thinking about embedding some of those conversations into your needs assessment, embedding it into your continuous improvement process so that you're having the dialogue and thinking through, you know, what are our first steps? What do we need to do to make sure that we're really serving students the best that we can?
Yeah, absolutely. That's just so critically important. And I know that it's been a focus of your personal posts on LinkedIn. So if you all out there, listeners and our viewers, are not already following Cindy on LinkedIn, please look her up and start to follow her. I think you'll be really pleased with the information that she's culling and discovering and sharing out on LinkedIn. In fact, you shared a post with a bar graph last evening. Could you speak a little bit about that post that you put out there yesterday?
Yes, even after I posted that, I started thinking a little bit more about it. It talks about the jobs that AI won't replace. And it was funny because as I read through, some of them I thought, this probably is a job that's going to stay very human. Mm-hmm. But then there were others that, I don't know, this article was written 6 months ago. And so I'm reading and there's other jobs on there. I thought, well, AI is kind of already doing some pieces of this. So just really interesting to think about what it is that we need to prepare students for and what parts of our world are going to stay very human, because the AI, you know, no matter how much it simulates a person and their thinking, there's that element of humanness that it will never be able to replicate, that empathy. It's not going to have a heart that it literally feels and has chemical reactions when it's talking to someone. It's not going to be able to have empathy. It will mimic empathy, but there's such that piece. And I had talked to you about how I love brain research.
Yes.
And heart research. Yep. And just all the science of what our bodies do. And I had read an article that talked about how when your heart has actual energy, it's a measurable physical scientific energy fact. You know, the energy is coming out, and that when you're within 6 feet of someone, that they're in that circle of energy. And if you spend enough time together, then your heart and your brain waves begin to mimic each other's.
Yes.
And that's something that we know that AI will never do. So what are the roles and what are the jobs and what are the pieces, that the functions of some roles that require that humanism that the AI will never be able to replicate? So the post has an article about that, and you can kind of see the bar graph of jobs as they're the jobs that are declining in human.
Yes.
And interaction, increasing in AI interaction.
What's interesting, Cindy, is MarketScale, the organization that presents these podcasts, uses AI. So at their website, where all the podcasts are housed, there's a summary. Well, the summaries are generated largely using AI. So they've got a lot of aspects of this process that are automated as well. Mm-hmm. Cindy, there may be some things that I didn't give you a chance to share that you were just thinking, but before we go to that and you get the last word on this, I did want to remind people that if you want to learn more about the summit, the 806 Learning Summit. If you want to come get to spend some time just hanging out with Cindy or going to her session, go to 806technologies.com and you will be, there'll be a pop-up. You cannot miss it. And it will take you to registration information for the summit. Also, if you go under services, there's a drop down on our website and it will say 806 Learning Summit. If you click on that, you'll get to see all the people that are presenting, a summary of the sessions that are being presented, as well as our keynote speakers. So there's a wealth of information there. So I don't want you to miss that. But coming back to you, Cindy, I want you to have the last word here. So is there anything else about which you're just thinking that I did not give you the opportunity to address during the course of this episode?
Well, and before that even, come to the summit and come to my session. I want to meet everyone. If you're not at the session, at least come see me when we pass in the hall, say hi. We're just so excited to welcome our educator partners from all over the country. So yes, and as far as just leaving the group with something to think on, I would say that wherever you are in the improvement process, in your continuous improvement process, in your school, in your district, wherever you are with AI, it's okay. So you might hear a lot of things out there, you know, you need to be doing this, and you need to be doing that. And I even post some of that. Got to start thinking about these things right now. And there is a level of urgency, but kind of have to cut through all of that noise and just take the next best step and just move forward. Just keep moving forward and stay positive. Keep a positive mindset. Don't get bogged down too much with all of the things that you're supposed to be doing that they say you have to do, and just stay positive so that you can make a positive impact on students.
That's a great note on which to end. Cindy, I want to thank you for your friendship. I want to thank you for your thought leadership. And I want to thank you for being part of this podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. This was so much fun. Look forward to seeing everyone, meeting everyone, seeing them soon.
See you later.
Bye.